From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. Tres Lindas Cubanas is a boutique line of cigars created in Miami by twin sisters who grew up in Little Havana, and their business is growing. But as WLRN's Nadej Green tells us, these hermanas are also using cigars as an unexpected way to talk about race in Cuban culture.
Yvette Rodriguez is enjoying one of her cigars with a glass of bourbon. She runs down the names of the company's three signature cigar smokes.
La Negrita, La Mulata, and our Clarita.
It loosely translates to dark-skinned, mixed-race, and fair-skinned. Yvette's twin sister, Yvonne Rodriguez, says this is not an accident.
That's why we are putting it out in the forefront, because so then eventually they won't be stereotypes.
For Yvonne and Yvette, their cigar line is more than just a business venture. It's a unique way to spur conversations about their experience, being Black and Cuban. Both of their parents were born in Cuba, where the Afro-Cuban population is large. But the sisters...
We were born here in Miami, so it was hard for us to define what we were.
Hard, Yvonne says, because she and her sister are Afro-Cuban Americans in a predominantly white Cuban American community. And that's confused people their whole lives. For example, Yvonne says most of their friends growing up thought all Cubans were white. So they assumed one of the twins' parents must have been African American.
There's not a lot of Afro-Cuban exiles that have come to Miami back in the day. So then it's just best that we've just informed them. You know, there's not like a half and half. We are Black Cubans, you know?
Yvette Rodriguez says even Cubans in Miami are sometimes confused.
They know that there are Spanish-speaking Black Cubans that exist.
But they're still surprised when they meet Yvonne and Yvette.
I'll be like, buenos dias. Oh, habla español. I'm like, see, why don't I? Like, just keep on moving. You know, I'm not going to give you the whole background.
That background begins with their cigar-puffing Cuban grandmother.
She loved smoking cigars. My mom hated it. But, you know, it turns out her granddaughters really appreciated it.
Wezzy, as the twins called her, immigrated from Havana to Little Havana in 1969. The sisters say their grandma helped inspire the names of their three cigar lines, the names that embrace Cuban stereotypes about race. Their grandmother was very fair-skinned. People thought she was white. That's the lighter La Clarita cigar. But the twins had much darker skin. That's the La Negrita cigar. Even though Wezzy didn't look obviously Black, she identified as a Black woman and taught her twin granddaughters to embrace what they looked like.
So she would always say, no, because us Black women, we have to do this, this, and that. But it was very confusing to a five-year-old to be saying that we Black women, and she was white. I mean, we look back at it and we laugh, but it was a good lesson.
The third cigar name, La Mulata, represents all the shades in between the twins and their grandma. Yvonne says when people talk about skin color, they tend to highlight negative stereotypes.
Just like La Negrita.
She says there can be negative connotations to being called dark-skinned. But when she and her sister use La Negrita for their cigar, they're celebrating the positive aspects of being dark-skinned.
When you think of a strong Black woman, she's a leader. You know, she's the strongest, you know. That's why Maduro Bun is the strongest.
But Yvonne and Yvette didn't want their brand to just reflect their race. They also wanted a way to proclaim their Cuban heritage. So while the cigar names tackle racial stereotypes, their company name, Tres Lindas Cubanas Cigar, pays homage to Cuba and an old Cuban song.
It's like a Cuban anthem. When the song comes on, the Cuban woman get up.
And if that Cuban woman needs a Tres Lindas Cubanas Cigar, Yvonne and Yvette recommend lighting it up with a group of friends and a nice glass of bourbon. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.